92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. For years, Wisconsin school administrators have said the state funding formula isn't fair. Teachers say they're doing the best they can with what they have at a time when kids need more support. But rural districts face distinct challenges. The state recently announced significant funding cuts for more than 300 school districts across the state, many of which are rural. Those cuts stem from the state budget passed by the legislature. Jeff Idy with the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance says more cuts only exacerbate ongoing staffing issues, federal funding uncertainty, and dwindling resources. And that can lead to hard choices.
We make decisions that have the best impact for kids and least impact on our school district in the end. But that becomes just incredibly challenging when we haven't received as much of the funding.
Idy says Wisconsin's established revenue limits further compound matters by creating inequities between districts. Schools that try to be more frugal end up capped at lower rates and they get less funding. ID says funding from the legislature hasn't met the rate of inflation for more than 15 years, and all of us have experienced inflation hitting just about everything, including schools, maintenance, utilities, and supplies. ID says with the right resources, rural districts could be unstoppable.
We do a great job of connecting to the students, the community. Once we have students and or staff come in and be a part of our rural school districts, they just love it. They love being a part of that. They feel connected. They feel like it's a great thing. Rural school districts are the heartbeat of their community and are incredibly important to the economy.
There are about 860,000 students in Wisconsin, and 40% of them go to school in rural areas. Three small Dane County communities no longer have firefighters and paramedics from Sun Prairie. Together, the village of Marshall and the towns of Medina and York have fewer than 6,000 people. Until recently, when residents called 911 for firefighters or medical help, Sun Prairie crews were dispatched. The Sun Prairie Fire and EMS Department had a small station in Marshall. That ambulance required 7 people on staff 24 hours a day. Sun Prairie Fire and EMS Chief Chris Garrison told WKOW that cost Sun Prairie about $1.3 million a year. He told the outlet they got an average of 1.5 calls a day, and staffing that station increased wait times for residents of Sun Prairie. So now Sun Prairie has stopped providing services there as of January 1st. Now, when people call 911 for medical help in Marshall, York, and Medina, LifeStar EMS responds. LifeStar provides emergency medical response in other small communities like Columbus, Adams Friendship, and Rome. In a small update to a story we brought you yesterday, the Lake House Inn near Edgerton burned down Sunday night. Nobody was hurt, but the building, which dates back over 100 years, is a total loss. The owner now says she hopes to be able to rebuild, and she's trying to salvage whatever original materials she can. Another home nearby burned down just a day before, so authorities are now investigating what caused both those fires. And a keeper of Wisconsin shipwreck stories has died. Michael Schumacher wrote biographies about all kinds of people, Francis Ford Coppola, Eric Clapton, Allen Ginsberg, but he also loved to pass on the history of Great Lake shipwrecks. He wrote about the Edmund Fitzgerald and the Great Storm of 1913. Schumacher's daughter Emily called him a lover of history and a people person who loved hearing others' stories. He was 75 years old. Data centers are a hot topic in Wisconsin right now. Concerned residents often point to environmental effects and impacts on the electricity grid. Now, a pair of Republican state lawmakers has introduced a proposal they say would prevent data centers from skyrocketing residents' power bills. Shelley Pittman reports.
State Senator Romaine Quinn, Republican of Birchwood, is a co-author of the bill.
What we want to do is not allow the Public Service Commission to allow utilities to pass the costs off onto other customers. So residential ratepayers should not be subsidizing the infrastructure upgrade requirements for the development of data centers.
The bill would require renewable energy sources to be located at a data center site, and it has rules for another environmental concern, water use.
So we're just going to build in the standard practice. Most data center developments already do this, but requiring that closed loop system. So they're recycling the same amount of water as they're cooling their systems down. So let's just take that concern about water usage right off the table for communities in particular parts of the state.
The bill was introduced by Quinn and State Rep Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls. Quinn says he hopes to get speedy hearings as the regular legislative session ticks down to its final weeks. Democrats introduced their own bill to regulate data centers last month, but it hasn't received a hearing.
And another bill up for consideration would open the roads to driverless vehicles. State Republicans have introduced a proposal that would establish an autonomous driving safety board and permitting process for driverless cars, as well as regulations covering accidents and alcohol thresholds for human operators. The lawmakers say their goal is to establish Wisconsin as a competitive state in the autonomous vehicle industry.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like, we just been getting pushed around too much. And that's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season. The winner advances, the loser goes home.
Yes, it's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog and cloud cover this morning, then partly cloudy to mostly sunny. Our high today right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy will drop into the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, could be a quarter to a half inch or more, with a high tomorrow near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.